nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again.
Because they're rebooting the franchise, right? It's a rebranding.
7 years after Child's Play 3, we are back with Bride of Chucky. Will it be a white wedding? Will it be a red wedding? That's a thing nowadays. Tom, you don't watch Game of Thrones. Don't worry, I'll explain it later.
Is it? Oh no. Is the winter coming?
Do
I need to do a... Is it a Heisenberg? I haven't seen that film, that program either. I don't know. It's the Bitter End Podcast with me, Tom Denny.
And me, Todd Jordan. Howdy, howdy, people. Hi, how are you? Thank you for coming. We are super pumped to be watching 1998 Bride of Chucky.
It looks so 1998.
We just watched the trailer. It's kind of batshit. It starts with like a spooky, lightning-y kind of like big car park, and then like a femme fatale in like a latex dress slits some dude's throat.
Yeah.
Gets Chucky out of a bag and goes, "Hello, Dolly." And then we get a bunch of jiggling boobies.
Yeah, some flash cuts, some really goth-looking shit. Chucky with a stitched-up face, because his face is all fucked up, like from the fan, the big fan.
Oh, yeah.
And he's been all stitched up, and he's there being like...
And then one little shot right at the end of, like, our femme fatale suddenly in doll form and a wedding dress.
And that is all we have to go on, really.
I know. Like, I'm on the edge of my seat. It kind of looks good, guys.
Yeah, I mean, in a very 1998 kind of way. And then at the end of the trailer, you just get a little bit of, "It's a nice day for a white wedding." It's not new metal.
But it is a nice day. It is a nice day to start again.
Yeah. Other things we know about this film going in. Katherine Heigl is in it from Grey's Anatomy and Knocked Up.
Yeah, didn't clock her in the trailer. Can only assume she's going to be our final girl.
Because all I could see, you got the femme fatale, you got Bride of Chucky, you got Chucky, and then what looked like an uber goth girl, like sort of like lank black hair, tattoos, and stuff like that. And if that's Katherine Heigl, then fuck me.
Yeah,
that's playing against type.
No signs of Andy Barclay. From the trailer, at least.
No idea who we're going after in this film. You get the feeling like the bride is going to take over.
Yeah, but we still have Big Bad Brad, the Big Bad Lad.
Oh,
Braddy,
yes.
D, Brad DeRiff, the Riff Machine, is in the hot seat of voicing Chucky still.
Just like, I want to see how it's going to come across in this film, but I felt like very much in the last film that Chucky and Brad DeRiff's performance had just turned into like him being like a tiny shrunken version of the Joker from Batman, like the Jack Nicholson Joker.
Yeah.
He's getting more Jack Nicholson-y, and I want to see how Jack Nicholson-y he gets in this.
Which is interesting you say that, because in the last film, I definitely noticed that Brad DeRiff was dialing in quite a lot of Christian Slater into his vocal performance. I'm constantly infuriated by the fact that Christian Slater's career is a bad Jack Nicholson impression.
Oh my God, we're going down like a Jack Nicholson kind of like rabbit hole of like...
Nicholsonception.
Yeah, fuck.
So Tom, I've got two questions for you.
Hit me, bro.
You are invited to Chucky's wedding.
Yeah.
What are you getting him? What's the present? You can't go empty-handed.
His and hers peen stabbers.
His and hers peen stabbers. That is a lovely answer. And I'm sure he would appreciate it. Second question. You're in charge of the stag do. Where are you gonna book it? What's the activity?
Holy shit! Where are you gonna go? I mean, you can't.
You can't do paintball. He did that in the last movie.
Yeah, I'd like to take him bowling because I'd like to see him trying to bowl with his little arms and his little fucking legs. Like he's like going out with the lads, and you know, Chucky. He probably was quite good at bowling when he was a man, and now he's having to have the bumpers up and use the ramp. It would just be because you know what a stag do. You've got to real give him the business. Oh, we'd never live it down.
All right.
But we do that in like somewhere horrific in like sort of like Eastern European place where the booze is so cheap and everyone dies.
Yeah. He'd love it.
He'd love it. He'd love it.
All right, Tommy Tickles, it's time to move on from one game of bowling to another game, the game of bowling for IMDb scores.
Ooh, hello.
So a reminder that 1991's Child's Play 3 was a 5 on the nose.
Okay.
7 years have passed.
Yeah.
How do you think the fair people of IMDb have rated Bride of Chucky?
Some time has passed. It's a bit more of a modern version. It's a bit of a rebranding.
Totes.
Kind of a soft reboot.
Yep.
I'm going to be bold, and I'm going to say it's going to go up, but like by like 2. 5.2?
Well, Tom, it does go up. But you got to double down, because it goes up by 0.4. We're at 5.4. That's a pretty good score for a horror movie. That is a great score for the fourth movie of a franchise.
They don't normally go up, do they?
Nah, son.
Okay.
I think this one could be good.
My appetite is wet. Yeah. So, let's think. Throw the bouquet? Something like that? Some sort of wedding-y gag?
Some sort of wedding thing? Is anyone here among us who can think of a reason
why these Tom two dickheads should not watch this movie?
If you do, then we can't hear you. Again, we've recorded this in the past. Stop shouting into your headphones. You look like a crazy person.
That person next to you on the bus is very uncomfortable right now. What's it going to be, buddy? Is it a divorce or can we make this crazy thing work?
Tom.
Yeah?
I've never been more in love.
Oh, mate. I'll say, I mean, this film, there's stuff going on. Not all of it is what you want to be going on, but you know what I fucking love?
What do you love?
The Bride of Chucky. She's amazing!
Tiffany!
Tiffany!
Tiffany! She's the best. She's better than Chucky.
Fucking so right she's better than Chucky. Yes, mate.
Oh, my God.
So glad that you feel the same way.
You know, though, there is one thing, Tom, that I got beef with.
Yeah?
I got beef with the fact that you just said there's some things in this movie that you don't want to be going on. I want it all, baby.
Oh, I don't know. You know who I don't want to be going on?
Who's that?
Fucking Heigl.
Catherine Heigl.
Catherine Heigl.
She's
give a shit about her and her storyline.
She's a bit Blandy McBlanderson in it.
Yeah, I didn't need that.
Doesn't matter. Listen, we need to slow this wagon train down, this wedding train down.
Ooh.
Take people right back to the altar and kick it off from the start.
Fuck me, we come in hot in this film. Hotter than any film, horror film I've seen in a while, because opening shot, number one, it is a sign. It is the the police evidence depository. That's where they're keeping all the crime scene shit in the police. Like, oh ho, I bet Chucky's gonna be in there. I mean, you'd be right, but you know what the first fucking shot, no, sorry, the second shot of this film is Jason Voorhees mask and a chainsaw.
Yes, immediately followed by the Michael Myers mask
and a Freddy Krueger glove
and Leatherface's chainsaw.
Fuck about. Like, you know how films like to put Easter eggs in there, you know, for the eagle-eyed fans to spot? You don't put them centre screen in your film as the second shot in your film before you've even had, like, it's like, hey, you know what we should do? We should acknowledge 4 other horror franchises before Chucky's even on screen. It's insane.
I looked it up. Apparently, there's also the dolls from Puppet Master, but I haven't seen those films, so I don't recognise them.
Whoa there. That was hot stuff.
Now, Tom, I do believe I know why this has happened. Why?
Why has it happened? Because this was my first question.
Well, there's a reason why, Tom.
Okay.
Do you know who directed Bride of Chucky? You're looking like a man who doesn't know.
His last name is Yu.
Yeah, Yu. His name is Ronnie Yu.
Ronnie Yu.
Yeah, Ronnie Yu.
My old mate Ronnie Yu.
We've dealt with Mr. Yu before, pal.
Sounded like a name that rang a bell.
Do you know what his other big body of work is? His big masterpiece?
No.
Fucking Freddy versus Jason.
Of course! It all makes sense
it
now.
All makes sense.
God damn.
Oh, I love it, though. And the reason we are at the police evidence depository is because a cop whose name is Bailey is there and he's stealing some evidence. He's got a very small, compact little body bag. It's more of a bin bag, really, if you will. and he's all furtive. It's the middle of the night. Gets it out of the locker, pops it in the back of his cop car. He's driving through the night, gets on the cell phone, and he's like, hey, yo, yeah, I've got it. Make sure you got my money. And a lady's voice is like, well, just make sure you've got the goods. So what's going on here, eh?
Yeah, she's like, no peeking in the bag. Curiosity killed the cat. Goes and parks up at an abandoned warehouse.
Oh, the spooky betrayal warehouse.
Spooky betrayal warehouse. I wonder why she asked to meet here. I'll maybe have a peek in the bag. I can't, what was it she was saying? Curiosity killed the... Oh, it's me!
First kill of the movie. It's the classic pull the hair back throat slit. The hairdresser guy from Child's Play 3 would have loved so much.
Classic botnik.
She did a botnik
on
him. You've
done been botniked, son.
And
who did the botniking? It is the hero of this film, Tiffany.
Tiffany.
The soon-to-be... Bride of Chucky. Tiffany is played by Jennifer Tilly, someone who I was like, fuck, I know who, I've seen her in something. Bullets Over Broadway. That's what I've seen her in.
Don't know.
But she's fucking great.
Do you know where I recognised her from?
Where?
Another thing where you don't actually see her face. She's the voice of Mike Wazowski's girlfriend in Monsters, Inc.
Yep.
I know that film really well. So
I think that also might have been what was kind of like playing in my head. I was like, God, because she's got a very distinct voice.
But to be fair, she looks fucking killer in this because she's in this like vamped out goth like plastic dress. She's got, I don't know if it's a real birthmark, probably not, this weird like 1950s birthmark on her lip, like teased hair, Oh, my favourite thing about her is, and this is going to give you a little hint as to her motivations, she's got a tattoo of a heart with the name Chucky in it, and it's on one of her breasts, but it's on the wrong one for it to be over her actual heart. It's on the right boobie.
Aww.
Tiffany, do it on the left boobie of your actual heart. My God, Tiffany, read a book.
Well, when she looks in the mirror... I'm sure it all...
But your heart doesn't actually change sides when you look in the mirror.
Tiffany did not think about these things, but I still love her. She is great. The only thing that could make the introduction of Tiffany better is if someone played some Rob Zombie. Hello!
Living Dead Girl! Which apparently was written for the film, according to IMDb, but I kind of call bullshit on that because I bought this Rob Zombie album when it came out and this track was like part of that, not part of the soundtrack. You kind of, it's got to be one or the other, right?
Yeah, I assume that at the time Rob Zombie was writing or like was contributing songs about half of the horror films that came out, you know, like in 1998. And so you're like, wow, okay, this is different. This is a very different tone from Child's Play 3.
Yeah, and ooh, I'm all about it. Oh,
yeah, right.
How did this movie pass me by when it came out? Like,
I don't know, man.
This would have been so completely up my street.
Yeah,
so unbelievably up my street. So my wife has seen this film before, and I haven't. Mm. And when she found out that I hadn't seen it, she wouldn't believe me, and rightly so. I can't believe that I...
You've been...
What the fuck was I playing at?
You've done goofed for fucking years, mate. But it's okay now. Nearly like 20 years after this film came out, you were finally up to speed. Unfortunately, we've got to take a little sidetrack to go and be introduced to, like, the non-evil characters of this film.
Boo!
Boo! So we've got this guy with like some of the worst 1998 blonde hair ever called Dave.
Well, do you know who Dave looks like?
Who does Dave look like?
To me, he looked like Tips Cop, the cop from Freddy vs. Jason, the other Ronnie U joint.
Yeah. He's got the same some serious Ronnie tits. U hair going on.
Ronnie U just loves frosted tips.
And he's gone to pick up Jade, played by
Catherine
Heigl. And she is living with her uncle, who is the chief of police.
Played by John Ritter.
Yep. Rad.
R.I.P.
Yeah, and shows up and there's this kind of exchange where he's like, oh, you seem a lot better than the last boy that she brought home. And then it quickly kind of transpires that all the things that Dave is really into aren't that manly, and the chief of police isn't really... He's it gets his back up a bit because he's obviously a big old homophobe.
Yeah, David loves figure skating and gardening.
Oh, and he's going to study theatre arts at university. And yeah, he's kind of like, well, at least he's not like that last boyfriend.
Jesse.
I wonder whether or not we'll see him in the film. So we'll come back to Jade and Jesse later. No one really gives a fuck.
No, there's one thing I need to say about Jade. So she takes her fake gay boyfriend into the van. They're off to prom. Turns out her real boyfriend, Jesse, is in the back. All I wanted to say about Jesse is that he dresses exactly like the singer from the band Lit.
Okay.
And that is true. Cut to the only character that I give a fuck about.
Would that be Tiffany?
That is Tiffany. She is in her trailer, which is full of dolls of all kinds, and she is reading Voodoo for Dummies.
Yeah, like, no, you know, like those computer programming for dummies books? It's Voodoo for Dummies. And she does Dat Dem Bala.
Weirdly,
she fixes up the Chucky doll.
She sews the Chucky doll together. She makes some meatballs and just leaves them on the hob. And I'm like, I wonder if those meatballs will come into it later. And they do. Because they were just there, and I was like, that's a nice piece of set dressing. She wanted to have some meatballs, but infinishable. But they come in, they're a plot point. But when she's doing her, like, Dembala, like, what would you call it? An invocation.
Yeah.
Did you notice, it sounded to me like she pronounced it Dumala or Dumala or something like that, like, differently. So yeah. I was wondering, for a minute, I wasn't sure if she was trying to put herself into the Chucky doll, because I didn't know all the plot yet. I was like, oh, is there, like, a different voodoo god for men and for women? Is it like Dembala and Dumala?
I did notice that. I think she just got it wrong.
But it still worked.
It still worked. And this is the thing, like, she does Dembala, and she just kind of goes, there's a new bit twist to the Dembala chant, and she goes, Dembala, awake! Because Chucky's dead now, and, you know, you're kind of like, well, how is he going to come back to time? She's going, wake up, mate! Up you get!
Wakey, wakey.
But he doesn't get up just yet because Chucky's side chick, his lady.
His crazy ex-girlfriend.
But she has been seeing somebody else in the meantime since Charles Lee Ray died. This guy called Damien, who is just like a comedic looking goth.
Well, so Damien is actually played by the late, great Alexis Arquette, R.I.P., who died very recently, very tragically. And I did some reading, and the character of Damien Baylock. Mm. So Damien is obviously the name of the child from The Omen. And if you've seen The Omen, Baylock is the name of his evil teacher. So it's a,
okay,
it's a double
right.
Omen. They've based the character of Damien Baylock on Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, that comes across.
Yeah. Loving it. And the key thing is that he's been going out with Tiffany for years, but she still won't sleep with him.
Because he's not a real serial killer. He comes home and shows her a Polaroid of this bloody body. He's like, did that today? And she's like, oh, that's amazing. And she's like, hang on a minute. This is just you. I can recognize your nail polish. She's like, oh, man, it took me ages to fake that photo. And she's like, oh, God, this guy's such a fucking chump. I wish Chucky had come back from the... Oh, hello. He's gone. The little Chucky doll that was on the floor and the pentagram made out of salt is fucked off. And she's like, oh, he's got to be hiding around here. So there's this bit where she's just like, I'm going to kind of offer up Damien for Chucky to kill. And there's a few sort of false starts, a few little jump scares. And then, oh, like they're kind of having, she's almost like, she's teasing Damien with the prospect of having sex with her. But she's like, we're going to have a menage a trois. Damien gets on the bed. She puts Chucky on his crotch.
Yeah, and Damien is disgusted. He's like, oh, you like Chucky? He's not even scary. He's so 80s.
Oh.
Because in his world, Chucky is like a real thing that was involved in like an actual series of murders. But he's still like, it's all lame.
Yeah, but it's also kind of like, hey, I wonder if this will be the last meta gag in the film. It will not.
Oh, it will not.
If the inclusion of all those other horror bits of iconography at the second frame of the film, were an indication, it's going to keep on coming. And she starts kind of doing this sexy dance in front of Damien, but also in front of Chucky. And it's like, oh, well, I was with Chucky. This, you know, I didn't tell you this, but here's some exposition for you. I was with Chucky.
They lived together right up until the point that he got killed by the cops.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, and but he was a great lover, but he was incredibly jealous. And he's like, Damien's like, meh, whatever, meh. He's lame. And Chucky just turns around and is like, rips out his lip piercings. This blood goes everywhere.
There's so much blood when the lip piercing comes out and his lip is just like split open. It's his bottom lip as well, right in the middle. Mm. And then Chucky does like the weirdest kill so far, because that doesn't kill him, that's just painful. He puts a pillow on his face. Classic, classic, love it, start with the basics. And then he just sits on it.
And then they have a chat.
They have a chat while Chucky suffocates Alexis Arquette with his butt.
Yeah, and he's like, hey babe, how you doing? Oh, you brought me back from the dead, that's pretty cool. All the time, like he's under there just going...
Fucking mental.
So yeah, so Chucky's back. He's looking different because his face has all been slashed up. This is like the new, the Of Chucky series look where he's got this like mangled up face. He's all stitched together. He's suddenly got actual hair, eyebrows, rather than it being painted on. He has no freckles. The bits in the film where they do the, hi, I'm Chucky, want to play? Is different. Slightly different. Found that a little bit jarring. That's just me being a nerd. it's for a moment, it's a really happy reunion. And they're talking about, you know, sort of like settling. Kind of talking about settling down. And Tiffany says, oh, I really want us to get married.
Yes, because Tiffany says, oh, you know, I've been waiting for you so long. Like, I've not been with anyone else this whole time. I want you to know, I found the ring. And Chucky's like, what ring? And she says, oh, well, you know, after you died in the apartment, I found this diamond ring. I've kept it this whole time. I knew you were going to ask me to marry you. And he's like, meh, I got this. I got that off some bitch I threw in the river. It was worth $5,000.
Yeah.
Meh. And she goes, oh, so you weren't going to ask me to marry you? And he goes, what are you, fucking nuts? And then laughs his ass off. Which is...
Does not go down well with Tiffany.
No, correctly so. So she is pissed off. She's like, my mother always told me that one day love would set me free, but I realise now that my love for you has kept me a prisoner all of these years. And so she locks him in the playpen, this little toddler's playpen.
Which she'd set up because she was like planning on having children with him once she'd resurrected him from the dead and got him out of a doll body. Forward planning on Tiffany, but she'd also like put a padlock on it. So then Chucky's like imprisoned in this like adorable little jail. And he's like, I'm going to kill you, you fucking bitch. Like, this is the Chucky we all know and love. Just like absolutely turning the air blue and being incredibly aggressive.
Love it. Cut to the next morning, and you know, Tiffany's got her crazy home life situation going on, but she's also got to get rid of Damien's body. She's got him in a leather trunk. She's lugging it out of her trailer. Who else is outside but the singer from Lit, aka Katherine Heigl's boyfriend? And he is, I'm gonna say, medium strong. He is a 5.5 out of 10 strong, which is slightly stronger than Tiffany can be bothered to appear. I believe that she could carry this box, but she can't be asked. So she gets the singer from Lit to carry the box. And she's like, while she's doing it, she's like, hey, you wanna fuck? And he's like, no, I'm seeing someone. She's going to be famous as the star of the movie Knocked Up one day, but not yet, not for about 15 years. Okay, I suppose all the good guys are taken.
Yeah, so that kind of... sets up that how Jesse and Jade are kind of going to meet,
yeah.
I guess. And then, yeah, like Chucky's just still imprisoned in his adorable little jail.
He's keeping himself busy, though. He's got those blocks with those wooden blocks that have letters on, and he's spelling out the words, kill Tiffany slow. And he's also got a speak and spell, which is like, can you spell woman? And Chucky's like, sure I can. B-I-T-C-H.
Speak and spell programmed by Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. Hey-o.
Yeah.
So while he's doing the speak and spell, Tiffany comes home with a present for Chucky. And it is another kind of a good guy doll. I don't know if since the last movie, the PlayPals Toys Corporation have kind of tried to move away from good guys because of all the disasters and introduced the good girls line, maybe.
Yes.
But this is an incredibly bizarre bride doll.
Yeah.
Obviously.
But has programmed voice. It's very similar to the good guy. Instead of saying, oh, hi, I'm Chucky, do you want to play? This one's kind of like... just
with
says
this
like,
ring, I thee wed.
I mean, that's... oh, dear.
I mean, you do get like fucking weird gender roles, dolls like that totally shouldn't exist.
But this one is like, really, really going for it, something strong. And she's bought it just to fuck with Chucky. And she throws it in his little adorable jail and goes, there you go. Fuck that, I guess.
He's
like, then, I'm off for a bath.
Meanwhile, Chucky doesn't give a fuck about this doll, obviously. He's too old for toys. So he uses the head of the doll to like smash through the bars of the playpen.
No, he's got her diamond ring.
Okay.
That she thought was the wedding ring, and he uses that to saw through the bars.
Oh, I totally missed that. Okay, cool.
It's kind of weird. He could have just probably smashed it. Anyway, Tiffany is having a bath, having a glass of wine and watching the telly in... She lives in a trailer park in what is the hugest bathroom you would ever get in a trailer park. It is massive. She should move the bed in there.
It is huge.
And she's watching The Bride of Frankenstein.
Great movie.
Anyway, Chucky sneaks out and he is fucked off with Tiffany and he knocks the telly into the bath and electrocutes Tiffany.
This scene's great. So Tiffany is dying. She's electrocuted. She's screaming in the bubble bath, splashing wine everywhere. Meanwhile, on the TV, the Bride of Frankenstein is screaming as she meets Frankenstein. It's cutting between them. Cuts to Chucky. He's doing his evil laugh. Ha 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 ha. Oh, no, wait, that's not even his laugh. He's like... yeah, that's how he
that
does.
That kind of vibe.
Yeah, like the Tickle Me Elmo from Hell.
Oh, God, yeah. And then he does some... He's like, right, I've killed her. Now I'm going to Dembala her, because he seems to be like, I wonder if it's because he does still have some affection for her, or he just is sadistic, or he feels that he can use Tiffany to his own evil ends, but he Dembalas her into the good gal's doll. And there's kind of like, you fucking stuck with me now. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah. And Tiffany is initially a bit pissed off, but then kind of gets used to it.
Yeah. So, for me watching, once again, me and Todd have had to watch this separately. I watched up to this point on the train at like about 7 in the morning.
Oh my God, this was your morning.
This was my morning.
How did you get any work done after that?
Well, I mean, it's probably a good thing that I stopped watching at this point, because then I'm rushing on back home to Brighton. I've just gotten on the train. I'm starving. I'm knackered. I've got a burrito and a beer. Get my little screen out. Pop it on from where we are. And then we get this bit of exposition where they're talking about, well, what are we going to do? I guess we've got to Dembala ourselves into some new real people, right? We want to be real boys and girls again.
Of course.
And then Chucky's like, nah, it doesn't work like that. I need the heart of Dembala, the amulet that I used in the first film, remember? That I used to, like, transfer my consciousness. It doesn't work without the heart of Dembala. It's buried with my human body. And then they cut to, like, a newspaper clipping of Brad Dourif from the first film where they just photoshopped this fucking necklace onto him. And I just did, like, a spit take with my burrito. So...
guacamole everywhere.
I was like, oh, no, you didn't. You can't do that. You can't change the rules of Dembala halfway through, not even halfway through the franchise.
More than halfway
not even, but like, because if he's like, no, I need the heart of Dembala to do the transubstantiation of bodies. That means, well, what were you doing in the second and third film? You were just mucking about, were you?
Tom.
It's not even that, though, Todd. It is the fact that we have literally, in the last scene, just saw him Dembala someone's spirit into a doll. And then he turns around and says, can't do it again. I need the fucking necklace. Come on.
Tom, look around you. Look around.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we? Is this Rules Corner?
Retroactively, yes.
Retroactive Rules Corner.
Whew. Okay, yeah. That's been building up for a long time, I feel.
Oh my God, it's not healthy to keep these things inside, Tom.
But, oh, that was a spicy meatball.
I had my own, like, mini little Rules Corner meltdown about this, because after he's explained it, you know, Tiffany's like, okay, well, fair enough. I suppose if we're going to transfer our souls back to human bodies, we'll have to get the heart of Dembala, this magic voodoo amulet. Where is it now? And Chucky's like, don't worry, I know exactly where it is. I've known where it is the whole time. I could have gone to get it at any time.
I know
exactly where it is. I was buried with it. So it's on my corpse.
Yep.
She's like, oh, cool. Well, let's go get your corpse. He's like, okay, buried in Hackensack, New Jersey.
Cool.
Why?
You died in Chicago,
yeah,
though.
Why? Why?
Also,
why?
Tiffany, why would Tiffany not know where he is buried?
True dat.
Why?
She's like a super fan.
She was his fucking girlfriend. And like...
Yeah, I mean, is it like, oh, it's buried in Hackensack because my mum, like, shipped my body back? Maybe we could have some information about Charles Lee Ray's mum. No, it's just there.
It's just cheaper to film there than in Chicago.
And so distinctive that you can't film there and pretend it's Chicago.
I mean, maybe Ronnie Yu just, like, knew a guy who had, a cheap rural set. Because it just looks like something out, like, everything in this looks like something out of Freddy versus Jason.
The only reason that this line about it being in Hackensack is there is just because they need somewhere where it's going to take them time to get from A to B. And if it was in the same town, then they would be like, okay, let's go there now. 5 minutes later, end of the film. But yeah. No. Because Ronnie Yu's making a road movie, motherfucker.
Yes.
Natural Born Killers had recently come out and they are riffing hard on Natural Born Killers. It's a road movie and I'm into it, so I'm willing to forgive them.
Yeah, so Tiffany then, like, moving past this, Tiffany phones up Jesse.
Okay, the singer from Lit.
Yeah, and it's like, singer from Lit, before you go on tour, could you please go and deliver these two dolls for me to a cemetery in Hackensack, New Jersey? I'll pay you $500. And he's like, make it a grand. She's like, right, I'll pay you $500 now, and then you'll get $500 later. Just come and pick them up from my trailer.
He says, well, that's no surprise to me. I am my own worst enemy.
Awesome.
And he agrees to do it.
And off. And so he's like, right, I'll go and do that. He goes and picks up the dolls. Like, kind of, okay, nice creative way for them to do it. Makes more sense than that bit where Chucky reboxed himself and wrapped himself and labeled himself and got himself to the post office. This makes more sense. He's like, man, this is amazing. I've got $500. I'm going to go and see Jade and I'm going to say, run away with me, marry me, and we will start a life together. I have $1,000, 500 of which I actually have, 500 of which is promised. Like,
this is enough to start a new life for two.
Maybe in 1998.
Wedding, we can have a down payment on that. You know that warehouse apartment they had in The Real World on MTV?
Yeah.
Easily. You know, this will support us for a couple of months while I write my novel.
You can, you know, do your acting career and be in that film Knocked Up eventually. Like, I mean, yeah, they had to have a reason to get them both on the road. And it does set up this kind of parallel relationship road movie where you've got the ups and downs of Chucky and Tiffany's relationship along with Jade and the singer from Lit's relationship.
Which I love, because it's like two sets of newlyweds.
Yeah, yeah, but it's so flimsy. He's like, I've got $500. Do you want to run away forever and get married? And she's like, off we go. Let's listen to some more rock music from 1998.
Which they do. They do listen to some rock music. But before they properly get on the road, John Ritter, aka Step Cop, because he's a stepdad, he's also a cop. Step Cop.
All step, all cop, all step cop. Was the tagline for the film that he was in.
I've run the numbers. The numbers check out. He's watching them. He's like, oh, I don't like that singer from Lit. He's like, they're a one-hit wonder. No way is she running off with a... I know they had that song that was on a Disney movie set in space, but that didn't come out until a few years later. As far as I'm concerned, right now in 1998, they're a one-hit wonder. No way is Katherine Heigl marrying a one-hit wonder. I'm going to stop this.
We're a mighty, mighty Boston's household.
That's the impression that I get.
Yes, he's snooping around the van while Katherine Heigl is packing her bag, and Jesse is just wandering around the lawn aimlessly like a massive goon.
And Chucky and Tiffany are chatting, and Chucky's getting itchy. He's like, I don't like the look of that cop.
I'm going to stab him.
And Tiffany, like, straight away, like any kind of new bride... Like, just straight away just starts absolutely ripping the piss out of Chucky, as she should. She's like, oh, you're going to stab him? Oh, you're going to stab him? That's real creative. Real creative, Chucky. Good work. Don't you know that stabbings went out with Bundy and Dharma?
Ouch.
Which is pretty dark, but cool.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a dark
movie, but okay, moving on. So he's like, I can do better than this. He reaches for a hammer. And she's like, yawn. That's real original. Good work with a hammer there.
ball bag. And Chucky's like, okay, well, if you're so clever, why don't you kill him?
And she fucking does, you know.
With aplomb.
Like, best kill of the movie, I would say.
So far, best kill of the franchise, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
Easily the best kill of the franchise. So they lure Step Cop into the car. And Tiffany's in the driver's seat and she's laughing. Like, ha, 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 I'm a creepy doll. And Step Cop is like, that's a creepy bit of laughter. I'm going to go investigate further with my cop-like skills. So he snoops on over there and they set off the fucking airbag in the steering wheel, which they have pre-stuffed with pins,
9-inch nails.
9-inch nails, basically.
And they just go straight in Cop Dad's face.
Yeah, and not only do they like fly into his face, but his face gets all twisted and fucked up. He's lying there on the floor, all these pins coming out of his head. And Chucky looks down and goes, seems familiar.
Hey, it's another kind of meta gag.
Another kind of meta gag.
But also just so fucking gnarly. Like, compared to like the last movie where just like it was just weak sauce, it's like, dude's got so many nails in his face.
And that is interesting because it just means to me that somewhere along the line, Chucky got to watch Hellraiser.
Yeah. When did the first Hellraiser come out?
Probably during the period where Charles Lee Ray was still alive. Still a cool human. So
I think he'd be into it. Yeah, it makes sense. It all adds up. It all adds up. And then they hide the body in like a trunk in the back of Jesse's van, and off the road movie begins. Instantly, the kids are pulled over by Step Cop's stooge. He's a guy called Needle Nose, who's like invested in his kind of like riding the kids and just being a dick. He pulls them over. Jade goes mental and like punches him in the face and says, "I will kill you." And then she's like, "I'm going to the bathroom now." And then we get a shot of like Chucky just smoking a spliff and they're like, "Hello, 1998.
It's because Needle Nose planted some weed in the truck.
No, so that was Jesse's weed.
Oh, No. Step Cop planted it. Sorry, I've got it all wrong. Step Cop planted the weed so that Needle Nose could pick it up. Mm. So Needle Nose knows it's there because he's spoken to Step Cop.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, Chucky's like taking it and he's like, "Wah, wah, 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 it's the 90s.
Pissed out. And then we get So Needle Nose is like busting Jesse. He's like, "That's it. You up against the van." And then he goes to make like a call or something in the police car. He's like, you're busted. You're going to jail. I've got to just go and make a call." And he gets in the police car and Chucky's like, "Ah, fuck this shit." And he kind of like adorably crawls along the floor and he basically gets the
lighter that Bailey, the cop from the
very beginning, yeah, he's got his lighter off of Tiffany, pops it in the, like, sets fire to the exhaust of the police car, blows up Needle Nose, it's crawling along. Some other guy in another car spots Chucky, and Chucky just turns around and flips him off. And the guy's like stoned in the car and goes, "Rude fucking doll."
So I don't know who that guy is, but according to the credits, the name of that actor that played the stoner,
yeah,
is a guy called Park Bench.
Good name.
First name Park, last name Bench.
That is strong. So yeah, he flips off Park Bench, and then the whole thing about Needle Nose dying is it sets off this weird thing between Jesse and Jade, where they both think that the other one is a killer that has killed Needle Nose. And so, like, they're off to go and get married, and they're both having doubts because they're kind of like, "We're getting married because we said we would 5 minutes ago, and now we can't back out of that. But I think they might be a killer."
And I quite like this dynamic. It's starting to grow on me.
It's an I think it's an interesting twist for like a slasher film. Like, I like this weird dynamic that's going on. I just wish that, like, I gave a shit about the two characters that were involved in it a bit more, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I exactly agree with you.
So
they go to a roadside chapel, get married.
Yeah.
And then they go to their room.
The honeymoon suite.
And there's this other couple there.
This is a fucking strange bit of the film. This other couple in their underwear just barge in and go, "I thought this was our suite." And then they try and, like, they're a really weird couple. They try and fuck them.
Yeah, because it's also their wedding night as well.
But then they also rob them. They also, like, steal Tiffany's ring off of Tiffany and, like, I think Jesse's wallet.
So So it's clearly all a ruse, I suppose.
Yeah, it was all a ruse. And then Tiffany is like, that fucking bitch took my ring. I'm going to go and get her. So then you've got this weird couple in their hotel suite on their massive heart-shaped waterbed. And they're getting it on, roaring fire. There's a ceiling mirror. Oh, it's very classy. And Lady Weird Woman is there looking up into the mirror, and she sees Tiffany stood by the bed with a bottle of champagne. And she starts going, and then the guy's like, yeah, baby, I know you like it. And then he turns around and looks in the mirror as well. And they see Tiffany just like hoy the champagne bottle into the glass.
She throws the champagne bottle onto the ceiling mirror. It breaks the ceiling mirror, and then CGI shards of glass rain down upon them, piercing their bodies a thousand times, again and again and again and again.
Like a geyser of water and blood.
Because obviously
out of the bed.
It pierces the waterbed, which is, and then the water is stained with their blood. It flows everywhere. Just a huge balloon of blood basically explodes in this room, splashes everything. Chucky's standing there.
Yes.
He looks at it all with eyes as big as dinner plates.
He's like, wow.
And he just goes, I love you.
He realizes that his kill game is weak and that Tiffany is fucking banging.
This is so good. This is so good. Like, they only stop short of just showing him having a massive plastic boner, basically. Well, he's like, marry me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's like, marry me. Here's the ring.
And he puts it on her thumb.
He puts it on her thumb, which is weird because she does have fingers, but obviously it just must have just kept on falling off when they were trying to shoot this scene, I guess. And then the creepiest thing in this film happens where
he goes, I'm starting to feel like Pinocchio over here.
Yeah, and Tiffany's like starts crying because she's becoming more human. She's like, oh, I'm crying. I wonder if all the other waterworks work, all the other plumbing works. And like, Chucky's like, well, I am anatomically correct. And I was kind of like, when did that happen? when did he grow a dick?
Because it must have grown in little by little, right?
Yeah, because I'm sure in one of the films you see, like, I think the beginning of the second film, you see the bear doll while they're putting it together. There ain't no peen there. There is now.
There is now.
And then they
nude up. You see Tiffany's like little doll butt.
They have a sloppy French kiss, and then you get a silhouette of them boning down, which just cannot help but remind me of Team America. Like, it's just like people getting like two things just be like, we're banging the puppets together. Are you happy, Ronnie? You? He's like, it's perfect.
There's a good gag during it where Tiffany goes, oh, wait, I forgot to ask. Have you got a rubber? And he goes, have I got a rubber? Baby, I'm all rubber.
Sick.
Love it.
Such a strange scene. So many conflicting emotions.
And then we see the morning after, which is a super cool cameo from the totally under-respected actress Kathy Najimy. I might be mispronouncing her last name. Sorry, Kathy Najimy, if I'm doing that. So, Kathy, if you've ever seen the fucking rad Mick Garris film Hocus Pocus.
Yes, I recognised her. Yes.
Yeah, so Kathy Najimy is the witch that isn't Sarah Jessica Parker or Bette Midler.
Is she also in Sister Act?
Yes.
Sick.
She's great. Yeah, she's a cleaning lady in this in like two shots. She shows up and she goes, housekeeping. I was there walking around. She goes, housekeeping. It's a joy to be here. And she's cleaning up and she sees that there's like broken glass and she goes, oh, those newlyweds. And then she sees the dead bodies and screams. And that's all we get of Kathy Najimy.
That's it.
But she fucking lights up the screen while she's on it.
Yeah, she was great. Star performance. During all of this, Jade and Jesse have both phoned up Frosted Tips Dave to be like, I think the other one's a murderer. And then like Dave basically drives out to meet them at the motel. It's like, hey guys, I figured it out. You two are both dickheads. you both didn't do it. It's all going to be fine. They're like, oh, thank God for that. I love you, Jade. Oh, I love you, Jesse. Dave is in the back of the van with Tiffany and Chucky, and he's like, it stinks of shit back here. What is going on? Holy fuck! He finds the cop dad,
dead.
Step cop. He finds that he's dead and he's like, oh no, they are murderers. Shit. He grabs step cop's gun. He's like, pull over. You guys did it. You guys are the murderers. Ah! He opens the van, gets out of the van and gets like, Chucky and Tiffany pop up and go, no. Ba-bam, we've got guns now. You guys are going to do our thing. Dave is like, fuck this noise. Runs into the road. Gets hit by a massive juggernaut lorry. He explodes like a fucking bag of mints thrown against a wall. They start playing the most generic metal they could find for 1998, and off they go on a fucking car chase while the police chase them. And Chucky and Tiffany are firing guns out the back. And it's like, what is going on?
Oh, it's so good. And again, this is where it gets super Natural Born Killers, because they're like, now Jesse and Jesse know about it. They're on the run too, obviously. Chucky and Tiffany can't drive. They're making Jesse and Jade do the driving. And they're watching the news, and the news reports are like, yes, there's a trail of murders. We've got step cops gone. We've got needle noses gone. We've got the weirdo swinger couple from the motel. They've gone. And then also there's the lieutenant on the news is like, there's been reports that we found some fingerprints at the scene that have been traced to the dead serial killer, Charles Lee Ray, which is very strange. So what we're going to do is we're going to exhume his body in Hackensack, New Jersey. And Chucky's like, fuck no. Now we've got a sudden time limit. It's almost as if mistakes have been added to the screenplay for the third act. Shit.
Yeah.
So it's a race against time to get to the body so they can get the amulet.
We get this great little bit where they steal a like a mobile home, and they're driving that, and Tiffany's been making more Swedish meatballs. She's been making cookies.
Because Swedish meatballs are Chucky's favourite.
And it's a bit of domestic bliss between Chucky and Tiffany. Well, they're both holding Jesse and Jade at gunpoint. But then Jesse and Jade start to try and, like, turn them on each other because they've got such a volatile relationship. And there's this whole thing about, I think, like, Jesse said, Tiffany says to Jesse earlier in the film something about, like, being in a relationship and you want to have, you know, one of you needs to do the cooking, one of you needs to do the dishes. It's this whole kind of, like, metaphor for, oh, it's like a partnership, you know, you're both doing the same thing.
Although I would argue that cooking takes a lot more work than doing the dishes.
Oh yeah. But Chucky will not do dishes. This is the crucial thing. And so she goes fucking mental at him. And then during this kind of like bit of a row that we get going on, Jade boots Tiffany into the oven and shuts the oven, and she's in there going, ah!
And she goes full Chucky, like with a like, it's brilliant.
Yeah, Jesse just like face palms Chucky straight out the window of the car, and he's like, fuck you!
He shoots it.
They crash the van, and they all get separated, and they conveniently crash the van at the cemetery where Chucky's body is being exhumed. And Chucky's got a gun and he takes Jade hostage. And then Jesse grabs Tiffany by the hair and just runs around with her. And so we get like a trade-off.
Yeah, and because of the exhumation, there was a gravedigger there who was working on this in the middle of the night, just on his own, no cops around.
That's when gravediggers work, man.
Yeah.
Gravedigger's hours.
And in the most goth act ever, fucking Chucky shoots his own gravedigger in the head.
And his brains splatter all over his own grave. And it's like,
whoa,
dude. Jade opens up the coffin and it's just full of rats. There's nothing left of Brad Dourif in there, and like,
he's Chucky, like a skeleton.
Yeah, and Chucky's like, whoa, I did not need to see that. But he gets the heart of Dembala back. So bully for him. They have the trade-off, so Jesse and Chucky are standing quite far apart from each other, and the two gals walk to their respective bows.
It's worth noting at this point that Tiffany, because she got put in the oven, she's all like blackened and charred and fucking amazing looking.
Yeah. And she's just feeling kind of sad because she sees how much Jesse and Jade love each other. I'm glad someone can identify this because I still haven't been able to by this point. I'm like, they seem okay, I guess. And she's like, hey, you're lucky. She kind of knows that she's with a bad guy. And she begins to get conflicted.
Yeah, she's like, why do I always end up with the bad guy?
Like, maybe he won't be that bad. He fucking is, you know, because he hoys a massive big knife into Jesse's back.
Yeah, and Tiffany's not happy about it. Jesse doesn't quite die. He's like, no, no, I swear, when I get my band together,
yeah,
we'll have one okay song that you'll remember for a summer.
And then Chucky's like, well, too bad, singer from Lit. I'm going to Dembala myself into you. Now I have my MacGuffin of Dembala.
And which has always been a thing.
It's
as
always
we can all agree.
Been a thing.
And anyone who says it was never a thing doesn't get to be in this movie or any others. Everybody got that?
Yep, yep. It was definitely not photoshopped in somewhere halfway through this film. It was always that go back and check the tapes. Don't go back and check the tapes. Let me do some Dembala-ing.
He does a little Dembala.
He does a little bit of Dembala, but he's about to do the Dembala. And he's nearly finished. Then Tiffany's like, I love you, Chucky. And he's like, I know. She's like, give us a kiss. And then they have a little kiss. And then she's like, stabs him with a big rad stabber.
A peen stabber, if you will.
A peen stabber, yes. And
she's like, we belong dead.
Yeah, it's like,
I'll see you in hell.
Yeah. And this is a great moment for like Tiffany, the hero of this whole film, because she's been very conflicted all the way through. She's clearly unhinged. She's clearly got just mastery of killing. But deep down, all she really wants is love, and she wants to be treated with respect by a man that is incapable of doing that. And then she realizes, nah, this is wrong. What we're doing is bad. I would rather let these two plucky young kids go and me and Chucky die than continue living together with the man that I think I love. And it's like, yeah, that is some way more depth than you're going to get in any other fucking slasher killer.
Tiffany, my girl.
Yeah, she's great.
But then Chucky comes back. Oh, no. He wasn't all the way dead. Him and Tiffany have a spade fight with super goth gravedigger spades. And then Chucky stabs Tiffany. And
it's sad.
It's sad. So, like, when Tiffany stabbed Chucky, you know, she's like, oh, we belong dead. I'll see you in hell. It's a real nice, tender moment. When Chucky stabs Tiffany, he looks at her as if he's going to say something and then just goes, get off my knife. Pulls the knife back. Dickhead. Oh, what a cold
He's
bastard.
A bad, bad lad.
He's a wrong'un.
He really is. But then the singer from Lit jumps
up behind and goes, ha-ha, remember me. Remember me.
I'm your worst enemy too. Bow.
Knocks him in his own grave and Chucky like
he can't get out
face to face with his own skull, and like any of us would, just starts freaking out.
Oh,
doesn't
yeah, that's
like
good.
Him,
that's
man.
A good moment.
And he's like, we see him really scared for the first time, not just like, not like that, but he's just like, actually, like, oh no, this is creeping me out. I'm not into
this
it.
This is too real.
Yeah, and he can't climb out because he's too little, though. He's too little, though. He can't get out of the grave, though.
Little stubby arms and all that. And then yeah, Jade and Jesse are like, right, well, we better shoot him. And then a policeman just shows up and goes, hey, hey, hey. Enough of that. Oh, holy shit. He looks in the grave and then they...
He's like, carry on. They shoot him. But just before they do, Chucky goes, I'll be back. I always come back. And we're like, no, good point.
Yeah, it's like, but then he's like, but dying sure does suck. And then he gets shot to death. He's like, thanks for another little meta gag there.
And then the cop is like, all right, you can go. I know that you didn't do it because I saw this freaky thing in the grave.
Yeah, it's like, off you go. You go home. We'll just catch up with you there. And, yeah. he phones up the police. Goes, nope, they didn't do it. You're not going to believe what happened. It's kind of like, this is very lax. There's a trail of bodies. It's like, this is, he's a bad cop.
But I'm glad he's there, Tom.
Oh, yes.
Because it gives us this last little scene. The last little kiss goodbye, if you will, which is really the cherry on the wedding cake of the movie.
Yeah.
Would you like to describe it for our good listeners?
So, cop that has just popped up goes and finds Tiffany, and we're all still feeling quite sad about Tiffany, and he's just like, I saw that other doll running around in that hole, and he's like, I wonder what this one does, and he's prodding it.
For ages.
And he's like, who? Oh, no, I didn't do anything. Who? Oh, no. Oh no, it didn't. Bah! Like, she suddenly just like opens her eyes and goes,
blood explodes from between her legs in the dude's face.
Doll vagina blood all over his face.
And then a baby comes out. And it's fucked.
It's got like razor sharp teeth. It's like a mini Chucky Tiffany baby. It's covered in blood. It's naked. It's screaming. Emerges from out of her burned dress. It's like...
And then jumps in cop we've just been introduced to's face. We assume kills him. Roll credits. Fuck.
Tom, if I may.
Yeah?
Oh.
And it's all for Tiffany, really. I mean...
Bravo!
Yes.
Well, brava, I should say. My goodness. This ending, I didn't expect it. Not since The Howling 3, Marsupials, have we had a monstrous birthing scene of these proportions. And this just... It just caps it.
It was grim.
And it sets the scene beautifully, Tom, for the next outing in the franchise, the fifth movie, which will be... Not until 6 years later.
Yeah.
As 2004's Seed of Chucky.
Ooh.
Which I can only hope from the way that the last film, this film ended.
I assume it just picks up where we left off.
I'm hoping it's going to be kind of a Nightmare on Elm Street dream child sort of let's add a baby into the mix kind of thing.
Yeah, it's very strange now going from these films where Chucky pops up, like he's not... You know, like if you were to look at his screen time in the first three films, it's going to be quite minimal to, you know, like Andy's screen time and everybody else. Whereas this, it's like Chucky and Tiffany must be in it at least 80% of the time.
Oh, yeah.
And that can only continue where it just becomes like this weird, almost like sitcom kind of vibe.
Yeah, it's a lot wackier. And for all of the other horror franchises we've done, when they start to get wacky, I start to check out. For some reason... Not so much with this one. I am liking the wacky vibe.
I think a lot of it has to do with just like Tiffany actually being like, they introduce her and she's actually bringing something very different to the table, at least in this film. I hope that continues because I fucking loved her.
I got two questions for you, Tom.
Yeah.
Number one, what would you name that baby?
Oh, God, yeah. That's Peen Stabber.
Peen Stabber. Good for a boy or a girl.
Yeah, so Peen would be the first name. Peen, and Stabber would be the middle name.
I guess Ray is the surname. I don't know if Tiffany took on Chucky's.
Peen Stabber Ray.
That sounds like the much more metal side project of Sugar Ray.
Yes.
A similar band from around the time. And my other question for you, Tom, is you've got a weekend to write the screenplay. We've got the poster. What are you doing? How are you bringing these crazy mix? I mean, you know, we know that Chucky's dead. We can only assume that Tiffany maybe crawled away. Like, someone's got to look after this baby. What are you doing?
I mean, it's easy. The baby just killed the cop. No one else is there. Tiffany plucks up the baby, realizes she doesn't want... She wants the baby to have, like, a... I'm assuming that she comes from a broken home. That's what I'm writing in. And she doesn't want that for her newborn baby. So they're going to make it work for the... They're going to stay together for the kid. The heart of Denbala is there. Chucky is literally feet away. Just jump in the hole and get him out. Yeah. And off they go. Thus ensues a 90-minute version of Married with Children, but just with Chucky and Tiffany and their baby.
Yeah, it's kind of a shame that they don't bring Katherine Heigl back because it's kind of the knocked-up prequel that we all could have
read. Yeah, right? Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, guys, we've gone long on this one, but both me and Tom had a lot to say. So I hope if you haven't seen the movie, watch it. Even if you haven't seen any of the previous ones, this is the one to watch. And I've got a sneaking suspicion it's going to be maybe the best of the franchise.
We can only... it's got to go down. I mean, I liked Tiffany so much in this that I'm just really worried about seeing her again because I just don't want to be... I don't want it to be tarnished. I don't want Tiffany in this film to be tarnished by whatever she's like in the next one.
True. That is my sincere hope as well. Just hold on to yourself, Tiffany. Hold on to yourself.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for listening to me and Tom gush about the best film ever, aka Bride of Chucky. If you want to get in touch with us, and a lot of you have been doing so far for this season, so really, really enjoying hearing from you. Keep it coming, guys. Keep it coming. We want to see the pictures. We want to see the movie facts. We want to know what you think. You can get in touch with us on Twitter @BitterEndPod or on Facebook @BitterEndPod.
Yeah. So join us next time for the baby shower that will be Seed of Chucky. I'm Tom Denny.
I'm Todd Jordan.
And we have go Tiffany!